How delays impact the state parole board and death row inmates. New data shows mental health support programs are working in Oklahoma City. And a push to bring transparency and healing to people impacted by former Indian boarding schools. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, December 4th. I'm Deborah Schar. The Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board could be forced to review more than 500 parole cases in January. Sierra Pfeiffer reports this backlog strains part-time board members.
After two members of the Pardon and Parole Board resigned, the agency's workload for December was shifted back a month. The delay means officials will have even less time to review cases in January. The five-member board looks over hundreds of cases each month and is responsible for voting during clemency hearings for prisoners on Oklahoma's death row. Madison Boone is an attorney for Project Commutation. It's an Oklahoma-based nonprofit that provides legal representation to people appearing in front of the board.
It's just really unfortunate because this is one more month that all of these people will have to spend in prison.
There's no way to anticipate how the newly appointed members will vote. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
State agencies are asking lawmakers for an $830 million budget increase heading into the next fiscal year. We get details from State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos.
State agency budget requests are due to the legislature by October 1st every year. That's 5 months ahead of the legislative session in February, which usually runs until May, assuming lawmakers can agree on the state's overall budget for the next fiscal year. Agency appropriations make up a large part of the overall state budget, but the requests agencies file are nothing more than wish lists with attached dollar amounts. The money appropriated to them doesn't always reflect what they ask for. This year, agencies are asking for $13.3 billion. That's about $833 million more than last year. Lawmakers will spend long hours debating how state money should be moved around. The last budget they put together was about $12.5 billion. Lawmakers do consider the agency's requests, but a slew of other factors too, like the costs of implementing new and old legislation. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Oklahoma's 60th legislative session starts next February. The Oklahoma City Police Department reported a decline in officers responding to mental health-related calls. KGOU's Spencer Plato reports people in crisis are instead connecting with specialized support.
The Oklahoma City Police Department has partnered with several mental health service providers to reduce the number of officers dispatched to mental health-related calls. There's been a 57% decrease in the past 13 months during its partnership with 988 Mental Health Lifeline, service providers, and city programs. The Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services saw a 79% increase in 988 Lifeline monthly callers during the same time. Oklahoma City Police Chief Ron Basie says the partnerships allow people to receive the support they need without emergency law enforcement intervention. I'm Spencer Plato.
Tribal communities are advocating for a new federal commission to look into Indian boarding schools. As Sarah Lisi reports, the proposal would build on the Department of Interior's investigation.
There are more than 500 identified Indian boarding schools to date, and officials have counted almost 1,000 children who died while attending the schools. But not all of those institutional records are available for review.
The BIE and the BIA, they can't make private institutions pony up records for us to understand how much money was spent indoctrinating these kids so they would forget their communities and forget their languages, forget their religions.
That's the chief of the Shawnee tribe, Ben Barnes. He says passing federal legislation to create the commission would ensure private institutional records will be accounted for, meaning Indigenous boarding school students across Turtle Island can receive justice. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.